Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Time to wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's another beautiful day. It's a high of 63, and we're already sitting pretty at 50 clear skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Safer Internet Day?
Safer Internet Day?
Yeah.
We need that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And I'm feeling like getting some legal advice from Stacey Shaw. It's free, too. And it's coming up at 7:50.
And, of course, I got you with your TMG going down at your 23s. Ja Rule got into it with some of 50 Cent's friends, Tony Yayo and Uncle Murder on the plane. My question is there a such thing as being too old to be trolling somebody?
Girl, what's going on?
No.
Sick.
We got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. But, D, I'm going to just go with an old-fashioned quesadilla today.
Oh.
Steak quesadilla.
Oh, you said what?
Quesadilla.
that was me as a kid.
Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You could be envious and resentful about someone else's success, but what good would that do you? Choose instead to be curious and inspired. You can share in the fruits of anyone's success by learning from it. You can allow the energy of that success to inspire your own efforts. It's true that not everyone who possesses something desirable has earned it, but someone has earned it. Emulate whatever was done to bring it about, and you can earn something similar. No matter what someone else might already have, there is plenty of abundance to go around. You have the opportunity to transform some of that untapped abundance into specific value. As such, there is no good reason to be envious. There is every reason to decide what you want to have in your life and set about to create it. Anytime you feel even the slightest tinge of envy, remind yourself what a waste it is. Transform that feeling into inspiration and let it drive you to generate great value. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently, it is 46 clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Actress Lila Roshan speaks on why the ladies of her time were labeled, and they kind of coined the phrase 90s fine.
90s fine. You know, it's funny that they say that because I think what it was we didn't have lace wigs.
Right.
We didn't have the lashes, the snuffle right. up of the lashes. We didn't
the
have,
snuffle up against
we, right. We didn't have that. We didn't have BBL, whatever that is. We didn't have none of that. So you had to work with what you had.
Facts. 100% facts. They couldn't have said it better than me. But, you know, it's the age of looking at yourself all the time. I got this theory, D.
That's true.
Back in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and that's what all I can remember, I can recall, but a time before the internet, before we had cameras on our phones, we hardly looked at ourselves as much as we do mm-hmm. now. And now, as us looking at ourselves and trying to, you know, really want to transform, not transform, but I guess, you know, wanting to be our best selves, I guess, right. You know, I think that's where all this comes from. You know, it kind of makes us want to change things and do things. And hell, it started in the 90s with well, I think plastic surgery started way before the 90s, but it became of age and of mainstream appeal with, you know, fixing your face and doing all these type of things. So it's a deep, deep, deep layered conversation that we don't have enough time for this morning. But it's, you know, I don't want to look down on nobody who is
doing, you know, different thing. I mean, it's a different, like you said, it's a different day and age. Like, Muggs didn't know about no BBLs unless unless you were making money. And in certain industries, you wasn't thinking about these things.
It didn't exist. But it's, you know,
now it's accessible to the everyday person.
Yep. So
there's that. Access is everything. Another topic, Ja Rule. He was recently on the plane with Tony Yayo and a couple of his buddies. And
his buddies?
I don't really know any of these old heads. I know Ja Rule. Tony Yayo, I've heard his name a couple times. Not too familiar, but I am assuming he has some type of allegiance with 50 Cent.
Of course.
Ja Rule hopped
on.
He had
a whole album on G-Unit.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo. I don't know nothing.
It was pretty good. It was okay, too.
Okay, interesting. Ja Rule hopped on Twitter and said, I popped on these punks by myself on a plane. And I guess he also threw his little pillow that he had in first class at Yayo's head. He said, I knocked your hat off.
This is becoming ridiculous.
But in the video, you see, like I said, Tony Yayo and his companions recording the video and them just roasting each other back and forth. And ultimately, Ja Rule left. I'm assuming before the flight took off, which I would have did too, because y'all are sitting behind me, y'all are trolling me, y'all recording me. I don't know I don't want to do this throughout my first class flight. Like, I didn't pay this much money to be feeling like I'm in a, you know what I'm saying, a situation. So
they too old for all of that.
They are, because
you don't know nothing about this.
What this is. One shot, one kill. What's the deal?
Come on,
G-Net.
Hey.
I wish I could see what he's doing right now.
You. It's Tony Yayo up in this.
Hey.
Got the German Lugas.
What is 03? 03, 04. Come on, 50.
With them extra clips.
50 Cent. Back on that gangsta. Okay,
I'm just shaking my head. This is one of them them New York conversations of, did some of this make it to the Midwest?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was on
a little bit. A little bit. All right, well.
That's my joint right there.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103G.
Fort KC Board of Commissioners voted unanimously last night to terminate negotiations with Kansas City-based Platform Ventures, a developer who wanted to purchase additional land. Platform Ventures potentially sold one of its existing buildings to the federal government last year, D. Now, at issue is a parcel of land near Missouri Highway 150 and Botts Road in KC Mo at the 49 Crossing. So this land is part of a multi-year redevelopment effort from Port KC to bring life back to the site near former Richards Gabar Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. Port KC, they sold some property to Platform Ventures in 22 as part of a redevelopment project. But once Port KC handed over the property, it was up to Platform Ventures on whatever to develop it and keep it or sell it or whatever the hell they wanted to do with it. Mm-hmm. And this is, looks like what they wanted to do with it, mm-hmm. which is, you know, sell it to the federal government for, you know what.
Right. Question for you, a little bit outside of this, but since we're talking redevelopment projects, is there a part of Kansas City that, of course, you native, KC pride in you and on you, what do you feel like would be good for the city? Like, if there was an area and they wanted to redevelop it, what would you be like, oh, this would be perfect and do this? God. I know that's a super loaded question.
Probably Swope Park.
Really?
Kind of what they doing now. That area, Swope Park, near 63rd, mm-hmm. By Southeast High School. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so much land and opportunity.
It is a lot.
Especially with the zoo. There's already amenities over mm-hmm. there. That could really spread out to most of the east side if you go up north towards the 50s and the 40s, mm-hmm. which could reach downtown And then people, you know, people would like to think of the G word, gentrification.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a factor.
No, it definitely is. But I think it's some way that you could find a way to invest in some affordable property for people whose income medium fits in that range, to where they could afford a nice house in Swope Park. And I ain't talking about a nice one bedroom, mm-hmm. two bedroom, such and such.
A little studio.
Nah, yeah, I'm talking about a sustainable, big, nice house that families can have for generations. And there's plenty of them over there in the Swope Park area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's just the one on the top of my head.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
D, with less than 130 days until soccer fans from around the world descend on KC for the World Cup, area residents are working to turn their homes into short-term rentals to profit from the huge influx of visitors. Now, major event short-term rentals permit is valid from May 3rd through July 31st of this year, covering a maximum 90-day period allowed under city regulations during a declared major event time frame. This is one of the bigger shifts for Kansas City as the World Cup enters. Another thing that's changing is there's going to be like a 23-hour drinking situation where
where
bars will be allowed to serve alcohol for 23 Ooh. Hours of the day.
Ooh.
That 1 hour that closed, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
So that security going to be tight, huh?
So this is just some of the changes that's going on with World Cup that I don't know if we're ready for, that we're... I think me, I'm just a person that likes to get thrown in the fire. Mm-hmm. So if something just smacks me in the face or whatever, you just got to get used to it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to have. That's what's going to happen in Kansas City when May gets here.
And we've been talking about this for a very long time, so very interested to see how all this plays out and actually affects our day-to-day life. Now go ahead and sit.
Traffic, boy.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
It's already bad.
Please drive. Drive smart.
I'm Stacy,
and I'm Carla,
and we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams,
and don't forget to slam that Z.
Man, thank you, cousins, for always tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're doing it through the app or the old school way. You're driving down 29, you're driving down 35, you're driving down, let's see, what's another one? We'll just go with 435.
Yeah.
Look, man, we love and appreciate you for, you know, making us a part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, man.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
I just want my baby.
Shout out to the cousins that are on the Facebook live stream in the comments. Shout out to Stacey Davis. She says, super shout out. Cousins, have a great day. LaVita Karasticks, hey, cousin, good morning back to you. Redonda Sawyer said, Grand Risings, cousin. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice.
And be glad in it.
Yes, Redonda. You better drop a little scripture or something. And then also in our comments, we got Sharon Adams that said, good morning and have a blessed and wonderful day. Let God keep you always.
Amen. You're
feeling this good energy.
Well, keep going now. Don't make me bust out the...
We got more cousins on the text line coming through. We got Daniel Vett that sent us some love from the 913. Shout out to Mrs. Nicole for letting Daniel find the laws of physics and cooking popcorn to microwaves.
What's going on in y'all household?
I don't know, but some context that we might have missing. Shout out to Zane and Sanaya. Have a good day on your field trip. Hope you got that field trip money. That was a different beast. I remember those days. Anastasia Jackson, she wants to send some love to her son, Keegan. Also, a big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. Happy birthday to Drinda.
Solomon, book of the Bible.
Yep. And then Carmen, sending some love around the town and saying, you know, might need help with a little boo thing as Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
No, that's right, man. We had some scripture this morning. Had to bust this out, D.
Yeah. Go ahead and get your stumping shoes.
Yeah.
Put them boots on the ground. Where them fans at? Them church fans, by the way.
Oh, man. I love it, man. Brush out that today is the day of the Lord has made. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. We feeling good. We starting the week off very strong. We going to keep that energy as we lead into the morning gossip. Now, we not supposed to be gossiping out here, thus saith the Lord. But we're just telling you what we heard.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time, high up 63. Currently, it is 41 sunny skies at Truman Library. Sherry Shepherd finally spoke out about the cancellation of her talk show. And she shared that she's just not ready to give up on it.
I know that you have seen the news. Our show has not been renewed for another season. I want to be clear. I'm not ready to throw in the towel on this show just yet. And we're going to continue to fight to keep the show alive in some way, shape, or form.
Talk shows. Dude, how do you feel about them in 2026?
I didn't watch them or like them in the 90s.
I think I really feel like most of the audience for that or has been women typically. So I understand that too, because I feel like that was something my mom and my nanny might have caught here and there. They're talking about Whoopi and all those things, but I wouldn't assume necessarily a man would be like, oh, I'm watching daytime TV.
Nah, man. We watching First Take or The Herd with Colin Coward.
Not really.
That ain't for us.
Yeah, but shout out to Sherry Shepherd. I actually enjoy watching her show, but it's unfortunate that the cancellations are out there. She's not the only one. Kelly Clarkson, her show will be ending soon as well. So
the dynamics of daytime TV done changed. It ain't the same old... Same model from 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Other news. Glorilla finally responds to her sister. Her sister's been talking crazy, out her neck, as some might say, accusing her of not helping their parents.
And the world is making fun of you, and I hate that for you. But continue to get your money, continue to do whatever you do, but do it on your own, of your own name. Or you can use my name, but not in no bad way. You could have kept going with the stud really people saying you look like me, the stud version of me. Do it like that. Me getting money don't make it no difference. If I didn't f*** with you 7 years ago, I still don't f*** with you. No matter that I got money, go get your own money.
Yeah, well, if I'm down bad, if I didn't like you then, if I get to the bag, why do you think I'm going to rock with you now?
I thought that was Benzino.
You talking about her sister?
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Put a side by side. They like, shape the same.
Is it? Maybe. Just a little tight.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you mean?
My hip bone connected to my neck bone.
Like a running back.
You're a monster.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gym.
And not so happy news, D. An Olive Garden cook has died after he dunked his own head into a searing hot deep fryer. That's crazy. As his co-workers frantically tried to thwart the gruesome suicide, authority said. So this employee, who he hasn't been identified, thank God, he stripped his clothes off and thrust his face into the fryer at the chain's restaurant in Pennsylvania. This happened last Friday afternoon. So he was rushed to a nearby hospital to be treated for his severe burns, but he later died from the injuries. So a female employee suffered minor burns after she and several other workers tried to stop the cook from injuring himself even further. And at least one customer also tried to intervene. You know how crazy that is for a customer to have to come and see about something like this happening? This is...
Especially at a restaurant like that. Like,
it's just some
crazy.
Man, some people just be going through it, man. And some folks feel like that's the only answer sometimes. Mm-hmm. And in this world, I get it. I understand it. But, man, just please know that somebody is caring for you, who loves you, who is going to miss you at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
You can always hit up 988, which is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
Yeah. Praying for our cousins going through it, man. Just please continue to find some type of strength to move on to the next day, man. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Today, we're going to be talking about what to do if you get served with ex parte order of protection papers. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
All right, let's tap in with the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is attorney Stacey Shaw. And today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're talking about what to do if you get served with ex parte order of protection papers. Now, first of all, an ex parte means that they are granting you some sort of protection
without notice to the other party. So say that you are in a situation where you have been harassed, you've been stalked, you've been physically abused, you are in fear of your safety. You have the ability to go to the circuit clerk of the county where you live and get what's called an ex parte order of protection. That means that they're going to temporarily grant you protection, restraining the other person from coming in contact with you. All right. It's super important that you do not use this unless it is true. All right. Because the other person is going to have an opportunity to come and have a hearing in front of the judge and present evidence. Both of you all are going to be able to present evidence. And then the judge is going to determine at that trial, if you decide to go to trial, if that person presents a danger to you that can only be, and it has to be a danger right now, a real danger, that can only be prevented, or you can only be protected if you have this order of protection. So if you get served, you're going to have three options. One, you can accept the order of protection. There will be no trial. Two, the other person can decide to just drop the order of protection, also no trial. Or three, you can say, you know what? I want my day in court. Now, the issue with that is if you do go to trial and you are found to be required to have this order of protection, there will be an impact on some of your rights, including the rights to have a firearm. And so this is actually pretty complicated. I've done a class on this. You can find it on YouTube, but you can also call me at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. I'm going to be going over this in depth during Faith Justice Victory at 1130 on KPRT. Remember, this is a day that you're going to be uplifting a child. Don't forget that. If you are listening, my young scholars, I know that you're going to do something amazing today. Make sure you listen to your teachers. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, One West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
Are you into art exhibits, museums, stuff like that, D?
If it's our people, then yeah. I'm rooting for everybody black.
She don't want to learn nothing else. Well, an art exhibit called Reclaiming the Canvas, 100 Years of Black History Month, is lifting the voices of black artists. So this exhibit was featured at the Zuby Art Center near 18th and Vine. And shout out to Roy Wall, who was the curator for the event. And, you know, celebrating black artists like we should be doing. So this exhibit featured several black artists' work who said that they had limited guidelines in other spaces, and this allowed them to produce anything that they wanted. So it's always important to have that outlet, especially for people who are into the arts. I mean, mm-hmm. for everybody, but specifically with artists. Have you ever seen an artist like just totally locked down mm-hmm. and don't have the freedom to do anything or to express themselves? They will go crazy.
Yeah.
So hence the story of African Americans for the past 400-500 years. Another story, another day. But look, man, any art exhibit that, and they have plenty of these going on throughout Black History Month, especially mm-hmm. I would encourage people to go over there on 47th Street for sure. Mm-hmm. It's so important, especially now, to realize where we are. And I was talking about the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center, Heritage Center, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's so important now where we are in society and history mm-hmm. because it's, you know, things that have happened before seem to be happening again. Yep. So we got to know where we came from, dog. Mm-hmm.
And strengthen that knowledge, too. I learned that more stuff, too, when I went to college at UMKC. I had a black minor and in black studies. And I learned so much of information that I just was never taught. I was like, wow, why are we not teaching this in middle and high school?
Why.
Yeah, of course, but if you can get more knowledge, please do.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently, it is 39 sunny skies at Raytown South. Now, y'all know reality star Jocelyn Hernandez is not known to hold back, whether that is physically or even verbally. Well, now she is speaking out in regards to how she was treated on Love & Hip Hop under Mona Scott's watch.
I feel like she took advantage, especially back in 2012. She really took advantage of my story with Stevie. And it was so many times that I called Mona to be like, Mona, please tell Stevie to stop with me. Tell him to stop harassing me. He's coming over to my house at 3-4 in the morning. He's bringing, he's knocking on my door, he's terrorizing me. And y'all know this, but y'all still hired this man for work.
The world of reality TV, we've seen it backfire on many people. Even right now, Tyra Banks is having this documentary recalling some things that didn't age well. Should there be a morality clause when it comes to reality TV? Should there be some type of line put in place?
I mean, you can put in place whatever you want. They still gonna sign. So, like, just think about Jocelyn in 2011, 2012. She was gonna sign whatever paperwork they put in front of her face to be on reality TV.
Right. Understood. Is that taking advantage of people being at their low? It, like when people sign contracts and don't really, they just need some money.
You gotta read them, man. I think,
or maybe they read it, but they need to pay. You got some ends.
Well, don't complain about it later. Then you signed it. It's to me, it's like the music industry. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't sign a contract if you know you're going into a deal where it doesn't favor you.
Mm. That's deep. In other news, congratulations in order to Moneybagg Yo. He just hit a major milestone. He earned 6 new RIAA platinum and gold
plaques.
Probably
because of me.
Probably because one of those songs is Waukesha, and I know you love
that
song.
You know that's my joint right there. Boy, look.
Okay.
Moneybagg Yo, we be going crazy, boy.
I enjoy Moneybagg Yo. And if you've been there before the Waukesha's and, you know, back when he was dropping that
he's
nonchalant.
He's improved so much.
That wasn't what I was about to say. But because we enjoyed that Moneybagg Yo when he was talking like, we was in the trenches with Bag.
So much better.
We was in the trenches with him. So shout out to him for growing.
He done got so... He done got so dope with his lyrics, with
it's
his...
because he been around Ari. Because he be saying certain things that's like, you. I can tell you been around a woman. Because there's no way you would be... It's just certain comments that he makes. It's just like, oh, you hip. Okay,
of course, ladies,
I like that.
Ladies can they can grow your vernacular.
Okay.
As well as some other things.
I got $40.
Yikes. You sound like the group next.
What they can. They can make your life grow, fellas. Make
yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah, you know.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Just get with the right lady and she'll take you sky high, fellas.
If we can get it out. Hopefully so. The key is get with the right lady.
The right one.
And women, get with the right man. Or it can be the worst mistake you ever make.
If you got the D.
Last but not least, Super Bowl 61 is headed back to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles and will take place on Valentine's Day. So, use that information.
That is terrible.
Why
would they do that? But they could have did something else, bro. Why the Super Bowl? There are going
wasn't
to be...
Wasn't it like that a couple years ago? It was on Valentine's Day, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, this the first time it's happened?
Yes.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those idealistic, creative, and humanitarian of an Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to director, producer, actor, and author known for his work on Broadway. Happy birthday to Kenny Leon. Sending over some birthday love to internet sensation, actor and comedian, Joanne the Scammer. Happy birthday to American soprano, Mary Leontine Price. Happy birthday to actress known for her role on Blackish and Grownish. Happy birthday, Yara Shahid. Sending over some birthday love to actor known for his role in the movie Moonlight. Happy B-Day to Trevante Rose. And last but not least, a big happy birthday shout out to Nigerian-American actress. You remember her as Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black. Happy birthday to Uzo Aduba.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Shonda King, Cynthia Spencer, and Khalil Qaddafi. Sending birthday love to Aaron Vineyard, Davita Whitmill, Raina Mooney, and everybody else born on February 10th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday.